Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, March 31st. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we'll give a speech saying people's hard-earned money should work harder for them.
Government to announce new state savings scheme, and the Taoiseach is off to Finland to talk energy prices. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach Simon Harris is to announce later the new state-backed savings and investment scheme, which should allow a portion of people's money to be invested tax-free. He'll set out basic guidelines for the scheme at a press conference this morning. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
This morning's first annual savings and investment forum will see plenty of input into the new scheme being designed to get Irish people to invest their money rather than save it. Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris will give a speech saying people's hard-earned money should work harder for them. He'll set out four key principles to the scheme, including that it should be subject to an annual flat rate tax, potentially instead of taxes at entry or exit of the investment. There will also be an amount people can invest tax-free to be worked out ahead of the budget. All investments should be treated the same for tax purposes in the new scheme rather than the current rules, which treat buying shares in companies differently to wider funds. And those providing the investment service should look after the tax implications rather than the individual investor. He'll also open a call from the Department of Finance for financial literacy ambassadors to work on a new education strategy, the so-called TikTok Taoiseach, looking to appoint finfluencers or financial influencers.
The Taoiseach will discuss the impact of the Middle East conflict on energy costs when he visits Finland and Poland today. Michal Martin is flying out to Helsinki and Warsaw to hear from EU colleagues on their policy priorities ahead of Ireland's EU presidency. Tina Gates has more.
The Taoiseach's in Helsinki this morning to meet with Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo before travelling to Warsaw this afternoon for a meeting with the Prime Minister of Poland, Donald Tusk. It comes less than 100 days from the start of Ireland's EU presidency and will focus on bilateral relations and international issues, including the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Speaking in advance, Micheál Martin said he'll be stressing Ireland's unwavering support for Ukraine and the cost of the Middle East conflicts on the energy concerns of families and businesses right across Europe.
Irish peacekeepers in Lebanon are safe and accounted for following the recent escalation in violence, which saw three UNIFIL soldiers killed since the weekend. The mission, which is due to be halted at the end of the year, has found itself at the heart of clashes between Israeli troops and Iran-backed Hezbollah fighters. Defence Forces spokesperson Commandant Alex Quigley says Irish troops in southern Lebanon are well prepared to operate in such environments.
Can I first just say, on behalf of the Defence Forces, to extend our sympathies to the families and the friends and the colleagues of the three peacekeepers that were killed in the last few days, as well as those that were injured in the attacks. But in terms of our personnel, their morale is very, very high. They are getting to do the job that they joined the Defence Forces for, that they trained and prepared for before they deployed overseas. And they're now getting to act as the eyes and ears of the international community.
The White House says the best move Iran can make right now is a deal with the United States. It continues to insist peace talks between the sides are underway and are going well. Iranian officials still deny any talks are even taking place after Donald Trump threatened to obliterate the country's energy facilities. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says strikes may resume unless progress is made on peace.
The president has made it quite clear to the Iranian regime that their best move is to make a deal, or else the United States Armed Forces has capabilities beyond their wildest imagination, and the president is not afraid to use them.
Workers under the age of 20 are more likely to be paid the sub-minimum youth wage than they were before COVID. A study by the ESRI on behalf of the Low Pay Commission looked at the impact of the decision to increase the minimum wage every year between 2016 and 2025. It found there was no evidence the rise in pay increased the likelihood of low-paid workers losing their jobs. However, author of the report, Paul Redmond, says employers are finding other ways to save money on wages.
For example, in 2019, less than 20% of employees under 20 were paid a sub-minimum youth wage. This had increased to 30% in 2025. So it's possible that employers are increasingly relying on sub-minimum youth wage rates to keep labour costs low as the minimum wage gets higher.
Fianna Fáil has selected the Deputy Lord Mayor John Stevens as its candidate for the upcoming by-election in Dublin Central. Councillor Stevens was nominated at last night's convention and aims to become the party's first sitting TD in the constituency since Bertie Ahern. The Deputy Lord Mayor will face Fine Gael Lord Mayor Ray McAdam for the seat, which was vacated by Pascal Donoghue. Others to throw their hat in the ring include Sinn Féin's Janice Boylan, Ruth O'Dea of Labour and Gerry the Monk Hutch. Investigations continue in Tipperary after a seizure of items related to a suspected cockfighting ring. Gardaí searched a property in Tipperary town yesterday as part of a multi-agency operation into suspected animal welfare incidents. No animals were found, but a large number of bird cages and controlled medicines were discovered. No one has been arrested, but Gardaí say they will continue to work with the Department of Agriculture regarding the issue. In entertainment news, Scott Mills has reportedly been dismissed by the BBC following allegations involving a teenage boy. The Daily Mirror is linking the decision to a 2016 investigation by UK police into alleged serious sexual offences dating back to the late 1980s. Police say the former Radio 2 breakfast DJ was questioned under caution in 2018, but no charges were brought. The BBC say he's now no longer contracted to the corporation, but isn't commenting any further. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland will be hoping to finish the international window on a positive note tonight. North Macedonia are in Dublin for a friendly international on the back of the boys in green missing out on a place in the World Cup playoff final last week. The last meeting of the sides was in 2011, a 2-0 win in a Euros qualifier, with the visitors also feeling down, having lost to Denmark in their semi-final. Dara O'Shea says the players have all rallied around each other after last week's heartbreak in Prague.
What's so special about this group is togetherness, and you know, everybody gets together and gets along with each other, and I think we've took a lot of confidence in that. You know, we can easily feel sorry for ourselves and mope around and look at this game tomorrow night as a hindrance, but I think everybody's just really excited to get going again. That's the main thing.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.